There are more than 10,000 U.S. troops deployed in Afghanistan and more than 120,000 in Iraq, though the numbers change daily as new troops rotate in and others move out. It's been estimated that up to 25% of U.S. forces in Iraq are National Guard and reservists. By May, the Pentagon expects those troops will make up nearly 40% of the force. NPR's senior correspondent Juan Williams talked about the U.S. military with the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Pete Pace.
The troops on the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan are being deployed for longer periods than many anticipated. In December, a Military Times poll found that active duty personnel were generally content with military life, but 77% felt the military is currently stretched too thin. Speaking in the Pentagon press room, Marine Corps General Pete Pace says extended service for the National Guard and Reserve is prompting the Pentagon to make adjustments.
Number one, when we call them to active duty, we should have a job that they need to do that they can feel proud about in doing, and I think we have done that. Two, we should call them up with enough warning for them to know when they're going to be leaving home and when they're going to come home. And we have not done as good a job as we should have with that in the past. This time, we alerted people at least 30 days ahead of time of being mobilized. They know they're going to go overseas for up to 1 year, and then they'll come home. So I think if we treat them with the respect that they deserve, we'll be okay in reenlistments.
But you don't have any statistics as yet on reenlistment rates over the last year.
Right now, reenlistments are high, so we have no indication at all of any decrement. And in fact, many of the units that are employed right now have very high reenlistment rates.
When it comes to pay for American military, you hear complaints that the pay is low.
There's studies that tell you that we're 70 or 80 or 90% of a particular pay grade as compared to civilian society. But then on the other end are the retirement benefits that I think help even out the fact that while on active duty maybe you're getting paid a little bit less, in retirement perhaps over time the amount of total compensation you receive would be about the same.
Senator Kerry, who as you know is running for president, has made the charge that American servicemen and women have had to reach in their own pockets to pay for some body armor. Is that true?
Those of us in uniform do not talk about politics, nor should we. The fact of the matter is that there have been some units that in the early stages of the war had the kind of body armor that we've had for the last 10, 15, 20 years, and that as the war was beginning, we had a new prototype that the Army was trying out called Sappy Armor that, in fact, was, when field tested, much better than the body armor that everyone else had. Now, in the Gulf region, every single American, civilian, military, who's over there serving our country, has available to them a set of this Sappy Armor.
General Pace, what are you getting in terms of a gauge of morale among American military forces? Are people remaining upbeat, or do they sense with the failure to find weapons of mass destruction that there is a growing doubt or questioning about why they're there?
They know exactly why they're there. Would they like to come home? Of course they would. But they also don't want to come home before the job is done. And they're proud in Afghanistan that the Taliban is gone, that Al-Qaeda is on the run, that in Iraq, after 1 year, that Saddam is captured, that 46 of the 55 top folks in his group have been captured or killed. They know that they freed up about 50 million people in Afghanistan and Iraq who otherwise would still be living in terror.
So none of the kind of sniping or any questioning that would come to your attention as their leader?
Oh, I think that the troops that we have these days are very straightforward and would look us all in the eye and do when they have questions to ask. But from the standpoint of whether or not the mission they are on is a good mission, whether or not we've asked them to do something that is worth their time and worth their sacrifice, clearly they know that it is a good mission, that it is worth their time, and they're proud of what they've accomplished for our country.
Four-star General Pete Pace, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.